You're listening to SBS News.
For almost 3 years, Abu Ibrahim al-Hashemi al-Qurashi, also known as Haji Abdullah, sat at the top of IS. Previously a senior terrorist leader in Al-Qaeda, at one point he had a reward of $10 million on his head. But on Friday, his reign ended, his death announced by US President Joe Biden.
Last night, operating on my orders, the United States military forces successfully removed a major terrorist threat to the world, the global leader of ISIS, known as Haji Abdullah.
It was a military operation, the president says, that will set back IS globally.
All remember the gut-wrenching stories, mass slaughters that wiped out entire villages, thousands of women and young girls sold into slavery, rape used as a weapon of war. And thanks to the bravery of our troops, this horrible terrorist leader is no more.
The end came in a nighttime raid by U.S. commandos in the Syrian town of Atme on an inauspicious three-story building.
Knowing that this terrorist had chosen to surround himself with families, including children, we made a choice to pursue a special forces raid at a much greater risk than to our own people, rather than targeting him with an airstrike. We made this choice to minimize civilian casualties.
But with U.S. forces closing in, the president said the IS leader triggered an explosion, blowing himself up and killing members of his own family, including children. According to U.S. officials, the blast was so big, bodies were hurled into neighboring streets. No Americans were killed, but one helicopter was damaged and then destroyed by special forces. An official timeline of events has not yet been released, but bystanders in the Syrian town have a vivid recollection of events. Neighbor Omar Saleh could hear the raid unfolding.
We heard a man who had an accent that could be Iraqi or Saudi, and he was speaking to a woman. He told her to surrender herself. There were constant attempts to get through, and the aircraft were hovering for about 45 minutes, and no one answered. Then there was gunfire from the plane, and then I heard a sound like it was a parachute.
Saddam al-Osman, who lives in a nearby refugee camp, heard the violent end to the operation.
We heard the sound of machine guns and airstrikes from helicopters, and you can see now how it is. There were more than 6 children, 2 women and 2 men martyred in this raid and operation.
The United States has not yet given a specific death toll, but Syria's White Helmet aid organization estimates at least 13 people were killed during the raid, including 6 children and 4 women. Vision filmed by rescue workers captured the moments after the attack as bodies are removed from the rubble. Wait, 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 one says, as they gently pull a child's body from underneath a slab of concrete. Much of the building was still left standing after the blast, with the walls of many rooms covered in blood. It's not yet known if all the victims were linked to Haji Abdullah, and video footage from the area indicates there was damage to other buildings. The United States has blamed all of the civilian casualties on Haji Abdullah's decision to trigger a blast. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says all efforts were made to minimize loss of life.
And while the cowardly actions of Haji Abdullah and a small number of his followers resulted in the tragic death of at least 3 innocent civilians, the calculated efforts of our forces succeeded in protecting more than 10 women, children, and babies. In addition to all that, as they got to the site, they called out to everyone in the building, giving them an opportunity to leave peacefully, quietly, and for Abdullah to surrender himself. Of course, he chose a different route.
The United Nations has expressed concern over the death toll. Farhan Haq is deputy spokesman for the Secretary General.
We note with concern reports of civilian casualties. Daesh has committed heinous crimes and brought tragedy and death to thousands of men, women, and children. The UN system as a whole has been very united in efforts to act against Daesh, so any successes against them are to be welcomed.
PJ Crowley was the American Assistant Secretary of State for Public Affairs during the first Obama administration. He's told Al Jazeera it will take some weeks to understand the nature of events that led to the raid and its outcome.
So was this a case where there was an explosion launched from the outside, an explosion launched from inside? Who were these people? How good was the intelligence that we had, not just about the location of the Islamic State leader, but who was surrounding him? I think we've got to wait and let you know, a lot of the details, you know, emerge, be verified, and then we'll have a full accounting of what happened and lessons learned from that.
He expects the leader's demise will deal a major blow to the terrorist group.
Anytime that that you can, you know, put a dent in the leadership of a group like this, it's meaningful. Think about Al-Qaeda, for example. It's never quite been the same since the loss of Osama bin Laden. So leaders will be replaced. They can also be capable, but it takes some time for a group like the Islamic State to recover from this.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.